SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran is spreading its war with Israel and the U.S. across the Persian Gulf this morning, striking key energy sites. In Kuwait, a refinery is burning, along with a warehouse in Bahrain. And Saudi Arabia says its air defenses shot down Iranian drones. Jerusalem has come under attack. The BBC's Yolande Nell is there.
There have been more heavy explosions reported in Tehran amid new Israeli strikes after Iran launched rounds of missiles at Jerusalem overnight. The loud thuds of interceptions were repeatedly heard overhead here. Earlier, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had told journalists that Iran was now decimated and unable to enrich uranium or manufacture ballistic missiles.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is dismissing claims that Israel dragged President Trump into the war.
Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on. President Trump always makes his decisions on what he thinks is good for America, and may I add, I think what is also good for future generations.
That tax refund you're counting on may already be spoken for.
Economists from the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research report that the average U.S. household will spend an additional $740 on gas this year because of the jump in the global oil prices following the attack on Iran. If that estimate holds true, it would gobble up nearly all of the additional money people are slated to collect in tax refunds this year. That's according to the research.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, AAA's national average for a gallon of gas, $3.91 this morning. That's up 3 cents from yesterday. Airport delays persist as a partial government shutdown drags on, with TSA workers not getting paid and some of them calling out sick. The Dow futures down 51 points. This is SRN News. What do Americans consider immoral?
In a wide-ranging new poll, the Pew Research Center reveals that a married person having an affair is the behavior that the highest number of people condemn as morally wrong, 90%. A slim majority, 52%, say viewing pornography is immoral. But a strong majority of Americans see no moral problem with assisted suicide, homosexuality, gambling, smoking pot, or getting a divorce. Abortion is a nearly even split. Michael Harrington reporting.
For many U.S. Jews, following current events these days can be emotionally draining. There is widely shared anger at the upsurge of attacks targeting their communities and deep divisions within those communities between liberals and conservatives over whether to support various policies and actions by Israel. Rabbi Rick Jacobs, president of the Union for Reform Judaism, says to hold American Jews accountable for the actions of any foreign government is a dangerous double standard. This is SRN News. New survey shows that many Americans enrolled in Obamacare last year are struggling with higher health care costs.
The findings from the health care research nonprofit KFF come 3 months after the expiration of enhanced tax credits that had offset most enrollees' monthly premiums. The poll of more than 1,000 of last year's ACA enrollees finds that more than half of those who re-enrolled are looking for ways to cut their spending. That includes cutting back on food and other household basics to afford health care costs. The poll also finds that 1 in 10 of last year's ACA enrollees dropped health insurance entirely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Senate's Republican leadership is endorsing Congressman Kevin Hern to succeed Senator Mark Wayne Mullen should Mullen be confirmed as the next Homeland Security Secretary. Senate Majority Leader Thune calling Hern a proven conservative leader. President Trump also backs Hern. More details, SRNNews.com.